Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is May 11th, 2017. The world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, prayer request, and or message. In fact, I had a phone call come in, and before I could get to the phone, they hung up. But they didn't leave a message. They just said, hello, hello, hello. So I can't call you back if you don't leave a message. The phone number, of course, 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. And an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Now, you can always find updates with the Breaking News, Wichita Mission Church Radio Program Archives, which will lead you to our podcast, which is, this will turn into a podcast, but right now it's a regular radio program. Anyway, contact information, all these things at our ministry of is very simply prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. Remember, prayer requests can be sent by United States Postal Service and email, also with your return address and or and your phone number to call you back. These requests, we generally print them out if you put a prayer request in it. Anyway, take it to the mission church, anoint it with oil, pray over it, and send it back to you with no solicitation for donations. Now, really, we also have a contact form, I call a prayer request form on the right-hand side of our Prophecy Hour and MessiahsBranch.com pages. You can use it for contact or prayer request, and if it's a prayer request, whichever the case, make sure you include your email or phone number if you need me to call you back or email you back. Remember, we are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally on YouTube, live on YouTube, and on some FM stations. So pray about supporting airtime. And, of course, these programs archive to YouTube also after radio. Well, 2 days from now. Anyway, another note. I want to thank our listener bases worldwide, like places like Dominican Republic. That's Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Quito, Ecuador, Kampala, Uganda, Tehran, Iran, Westminster, London, United Kingdom, Athens, Greece, and of course cities in the good old USA such as Buffalo, New York, Long Beach, California, Toledo, Ohio, Fort Worth, Texas, Washington, D.C., as well as Wichita, Kansas, remains the largest group of listeners to our radio programs, at least when they podcast later tonight. And for the record, Washington, D.C. is coming up right behind Wichita, Kansas. So, folks in Wichita, if you want to stay the number one, which it really doesn't mean anything, share your share programs with others. Now, listen, while we received donations this week from several new sources after they heard us on radio and sent us some really kind emails, which I love to get emails to tell us they like the program or how long you've been listening or where you're listening from. I really want to thank those people that donated, but we got an outstanding donation from Norway. They made a donation. Somebody in Norway, I will say who, of course, made a donation of $1,000. And it just astounds me how we are, when we talk, we're heard worldwide and have a worldwide audience. But I want the Father to bless all of our gracious supporters, whether they're people that support us by prayer or they support us by sharing the radio programs with others. I want to thank all of you folks, as well as those who just donate cash. And so just pray about it if you're supposed to support us. Anyway, let's get a prayer and we'll bring on our guest. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I really pray for you tonight. It goes according to your will and not my will, and nor our guest's will, Father. But please give everyone ears out there and wish to hear the truth. Lift the veil from them. In Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, amen and amen. Well, last hour we had on Steve Henderson with us, and this hour he's back. You know, I felt at the last minute today I should ask him on for this program also, besides the first program I had him scheduled for. So if you did not hear the last program, it was a really good program. Make sure you go to the radio archives and listen in. And for those of you that haven't tuned in yet and don't know who Steve is, well, Steve's ministry is at SherwoodProphecy.org. He has served the last 30 years as pastor, evangelist, equipper in the ministry. In the last several years, Steve has been called into the arena of teaching prophecy, and that's a hard subject. His ministry, the Sure Word of Prophecy, has a mission to help believers understand Bible prophecy and prepare them for the return of Yeshua, to provide an unarguable presentation to unbelievers that there is indeed one who knows the end from the beginning. You can check out his website at surewordprophecy.org. And tonight, we are so glad to have him back. Are you there with me, Steve?
I'm back again, Brother Dan. Thanks, sir, for getting me back again. I'm so long-winded, I can't do it in one show anyway, so thanks for getting me back here.
You know, that's kind of what went through in my mind, but not maybe in those words, long-winded. But I thought, well, Steve, you know, he seems like he never has enough time to do his program. He said, I'll get it next time. Well, I gave you, apparently, you got the next time an hour later.
Well, I do appreciate it, brother, and bless you for your heart to share the Sure Word of Prophecy. There aren't many programs like yours in the world. And boy, if there's ever time, the shofar ought to be blowing. And I appreciate that shofar blowing before your program, brother. It signals that we ought to be given this last warning message to wake people up out of their sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. And, God bless you, brother, for your program.
Well, amen. You know, we felt that we should, I really felt led by the Father to start blowing that shofar when we saw the Arab spring, you know, if that's, for lack of a better word, happening in the Middle East. And but anyway, so we started blowing it at that time on our program. But, yeah, we're faithful. We know that this is the time we're in, even though the people don't see it. And that's the point, isn't it? They're asleep, aren't they?
Yeah, and the trumpet ought to be given a certain sound, but I think so many are given a very watered-down, smooth, I'm okay, you're okay message, and I think it's time to begin to do a serious introspection with not only the body of believers, but with our own selves, about how we will be able to stand in this day, having done everything to stand, because we find ourselves in the midst of the precipice of the word coming into the last final movements of the earth's history, and we're right in the middle of it, brother, and it's time that we let the light so shine to get this message out, and what a venue you have here to do that. And so let me begin to do a brief interlude of what I had spoken about in our last program, if you allow me.
Okay.
I was attempting to parallel the convictions and loyalties of the Almighty through three young men. Their names were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And to the end-time followers of Yeshua, there will be the same type of a mindset as they stand up against the masses and a decree to worship the beast in their image. And I see a lot of parallels about the convictions that the three held versus the compromises of all the rest of them. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood up for their convictions and had already predetermined not to defend their Heavenly Father under any circumstance. And on the other side were the ones who went along with the order to bow in the face of death. And this will be repeated again, brother, on a worldwide scale. And in the end, Yeshua delivered those faithful warriors from death, and they were elevated to high positions in a pagan kingdom where they stood firm. The word got out, and everyone heard the story of the Most High God. And I can't help but think, brother, that there were a whole bunch of folks that wound up following the one true God over the one righteous act of a few. Amen?
Amen. And I think something that, you know, that just hit me that we might point out is, you know, Eshek, Meshach, and Abednego were Jews. They were carried away, you know, to Babylon. And so here, I guess here's the point. The point I'm getting at is there was three that didn't bow their knee. You understand what I'm saying? But there were multiple of their brethren around, so you want to address that a little?
Yeah, you find the few and the many. You know, a few go down the straight gate, many go down the broad way that leads to destruction, and that will be the separating will come again. The righteous and the wicked will be grow together until the harvest. And at the time of the harvest, when the fiery test comes and they get put in the fire and refined, those who are loyal followers will shine even brighter. Brighter is a brightness of the firmament. And Daniel tells us that these people in earth's darkest hour will shine and turn many. And many, we have to believe, will turn as stars into righteousness forever and ever during this time of trouble. So there will be those who follow their convictions and stand against the beast, and many who follow the good news of the kingdom coming, where a righteous king will rule over the earth, will follow suit, and those who want to take the easy road will follow the road of compromise. So I'd like to go into our discussion, starting with this idea of compromise and where we find ourselves living today. And on the precipice of Yahweh's judgment, there will be no agreeing to disagree, brother. A distinct red line is drawn by the Messiah's blood, and there will only be one path and not many paths. There will be no win-win deals on the table here. And the enraged devil will offer up an ultimatum at the end, and all the world will wander after it. And on the surface, it will come across as the only solution to save humanity, but underneath the surface, the wiles of the devil will cunningly craft a solution where everyone buys in the stay safe and be fed idea. And many will be led down this pathway to destruction like ever anything's ever been witnessed in the history of humanity. These folks will be destroyed for lack of knowledge of Yahweh's will. They will take and drink out of the cup full of abominations with the promise that they will be safe in drinking it. They are deceived by those so-called holy men who are brought to the forefront of this day of darkness and gloominess, showing the world that they have been sent from above to save the world. And I don't know if you see that, brother, but there is a movement coming to the forefront of humanity under the guise of religious guys. And it's something that we saw, and we kind of saw a small little indicator of that when the Pope came to the United Nations last year, and at the 9/11 memorial, on the platform stood the leaders of Islam and the leaders of the Orthodox Jews, the leaders of Hindus, and they all were on the same stage, and they all prayed to their God. And by the way, in their ideas, we're not all that different. We just meet on common ground, and we come and are sent from above to lead all of our constituencies to a common cause to save the planet. And in that day, brother, the spirits, like frogs, coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, for they are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Apparently and evidently, brother, they're going out with a religious disguise, and they're working miracles and convincing the whole earth to jump on their side. But little are they aware they are being gathered up for the final great battle between good and evil. And the ones who have disregarded the invitation to follow the true way and the truth and life will be deceived by the religious hoopla and deceptive ways of compromise. After all, do not all paths lead to God, brother?
Not at all. Not at all. There's only one way. That's through with the Son to the Father, and that's it.
That's what we believe to be truth. But these religious folks and the beast are calling and demanding worship, and they're calling all to bow down and worship the beast. And the prophecies declare at this day The Spirit will clearly say in latter times, many will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. And they're going to speak lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. Yeshua is the only one who showed up and gave his life and showed, not so, just didn't so love humanity, but he so loved God's creation that he gave his only begotten Son, and whoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. And he sent his Son not into the world to condemn it, but the world through him will be saved. Buddha didn't do that. Hindu didn't do that. All their different gods. Matter of fact, Buddha is a non-theistic type of religion anyway. They provide an eightfold path of nirvana, and you do these things and you come into perfection. And all of these demonic doctrines and all of these religious folks that are speaking lies and hypocrisy are all going to come together and formulate a deception in the form of lies and wonders. And they don't recognize that these things, because they've already made up their minds that and rejected the true way. And so the devil put together many, many different options for the masses. And little they know that in the final day they're going to get ensnared, because the majority, everyone wants to follow the majority and not the minority. And you have the few, they're going to stand up and be accounted worthy. But then there will be a mass exodus of people that are going to escape that message of the way, the truth, and life, and they're going to fall over on the side of the easy path. And even though they are going to witness genocide against their, they witness genocide against their fellow brothers and sisters, they believe that there's still an easy path that they can get on that will provide peace and security. And this is what I see. In believing a lie, they jump off a building without a safety net, brother. What do you think about that?
I think you're absolutely correct. You know, that's what the world said. And you can see that. You know, it was so blasphemous with what they were doing. I'm not going to try to cut down the Catholic religion, because I just really don't want to put on anyone. But after that, they even allowed Islamic prayers to come out from the Vatican. And that just bucks completely against what Christianity is supposed to stand for, does it not?
Yes, we are exclusivists. We believe that there's only one way. And the world is united against us because they say we're bigoted, that we're single-minded, and we need to be tolerant toward one another. And so what we're doing in our line of tolerance is we're letting our guard down and allowing a strange brew to develop in our midst that's creating a spiritual whoredom. And this whore is sitting on top of the beast, and there's a cup in this whore's hand that says, drink, drink. And all the nations are drunken by the wine of this fornication, this strange brew that is being introduced to the world. And the convincing proof that what this whore and the beast is going to give is, after all, seeing is believing, isn't it? And when the miraculous messenger shows up, they are all convinced and all must unite together in whatever religious affiliation they may hold and find common ground. And this will provide the ultimate force against the racial bigots and the radical bigots who say Yeshua is the only way. And at this time, one will show up with the solution. And the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. For this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, brother, and that they might all be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And bottom line is, what the devil is doing is he is getting the people to sin in a certain direction. And when you turn your back on Yeshua and you are buying into the lie, then there's something underneath the surface that is getting you to disobey something that God has commanded. And I find that the truth of the matter is, those who are standing up when everyone else bows are going to stand up and be obedient when Satan said, no, here's a way, I got a better way here. So just bow down, and whatever form that takes, And we're not quite clear on that yet. But I will guarantee you this, it will violate one of God's commandments. And we ought to be loyal to those and in the face of death to obey God regardless of what the offer is on the other side. We're going to come to that place where you're either going to obey God or there's going to be something sinister underneath the surface that's going to bring judgment upon the masses.
Absolutely. Very strong words. And again, folks, I encourage you, if you're in a church, you know, or maybe a home group or something, and you are keeping the commandments or you are being obedient to the Father, and these words are music to your ears instead of being detestable, send me an email. Let me know that you're out there, because I'd just like to know that there's some others following the word. And, you know, that I just pray for that in this hour. Back to you, Steve.
Yes, brother. The compromise starts with an offer. And a compromise which leads to the promise of peace and safety will bring the house down. Destruction has been determined, and for the overspreading of abominable ways, he'll bring on desolation in his path. A messenger who came from above, the real Messiah, the real Mahdi, who now has came to save the world from destruction. And he's saying, just follow me. He says, follow my leaders, because we must get back to God, and here's how we're going to do it. And in deep desperation, and convinced by the miracles which is done in the sight of the beast, the world will bow to the compromise, while the true followers of Yeshua will stand up when the band begins to play.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't believe that it's going to be, is it going to be a great mass of people that are saved, or is it going to be just a few, Steve?
Well, it's going to be a small number as compared. You know, Yeshua said this in a pretty frightening statement. He said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? And that would lead me to believe, Pastor Dan, that there will be a few in the midst of many that will take hold of the message. And after all, in the days of Noah, man, when you think of the 120 years that he was out building that ark and preaching his heart out to the spirits in prison the day while the ark was being prepared, there were only 8 that entered that boat, man. And, you know, that's a pretty sobering idea that as it was in the days of Noah, so will be when the coming of the Son of Man comes back the second time. The majority...
And that was saying, I'm going to have to cut in. We're going to go to a break in 30 seconds, but that's 8, and that 8 was family. Okay, why don't you give your website, and then we'll come back and we'll talk again, Steve.
Okay, bro. It's surewordprophecy.org, and I promise you I'll try to keep you posted with the current things as they relate to Bible prophecy.
Well, that's a real good promise, and I really like your site, folks. There's a lot of really interesting things over there. He has DVD, or, you know, videos, I guess you call them. I guess we're out of the age of DVDs just about. But so go over there and check him out, see what he's got, and we'll be back in 3 minutes. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, before we get back to our program, I want to give you a little bit about what else we do. That was the Mission Church in Wichita, Kansas, and we help the homeless and poor. Well, of course, the homeless are poor, excuse me, but we're also talking about the poor that come from all over the city for food, clothing, over-the-counter medications, Bibles, for the word, for the gospel. You know what I mean, folks? We are in a very, very bad part of town, you know? And the police, when the police act like, you know, they say, well, you know, one thing we like about you is, you know, we never get any calls to come out here. You know, you're like, you're not even there. Well, you know, we help keep that low profile with it by keeping things up, like the building. You know, we keep the building painted and the fence. You know, you see all those privacy fences that are all gray looking and all that. Not us. You know, we have a stained fence that really looks nice. But, you know, it's time for it to be restained, and it's time for the building to be repainted. We're even getting our sign redone by a brother that offered to redo our logo. Well, so now I guess I'm talking to people in Wichita, Kansas. If you want to give a couple of days labor to help on that, you know, amen. We could also use some help to buy some paint. We just actually paint the outside of our building with kilts, you know, the old original kilts. We used to stain it with that, and it lasts for a long time. So pray about helping with that. But we do need help for food, clothing, and all the other things, especially if you live in Wichita. Drop off clothing, because we no longer have the resource that was about an hour's drive away from Wichita to pick up clothing. So pray about it. But we do really need your help. So why do so many people come for us for help? For love. That's why, because they're treated as family. People come in and there's no sign-in sheet. We're not an agency. They come in and if they look, there's certain things that they can just walk right in and get, like the clothes closet, use of the telephone, you know, food, sandwiches, you know, which is, we serve sandwiches and we serve a regular meal. The point is, though, when they need something, they come, they find Pastor Dan, they find me, they ask me. And if we don't have the way to fill that need, we pray it in. And so that's how we work, you know. We are the last hope for so many. And, folks, we are responsible. That means you, too. We are responsible to care one for another, as we are brothers keepers. Charity starts with family, and then it goes out from there. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. If you don't wish to help with the poor, consider a donation for Ready Airtime, as I'm sure you're being blessed by this program if you've been listening to it, because airtime isn't free, and we only exist through your kind donations that are put on your heart by the Father. So pray about it, and you can donate online or mail a check or money order, or you can find all this information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. And now we're back with Steve Henderson. You didn't leave me, did you, Steve?
No, I'm out here battling lightning hitting the ground. We've had a couple tornadoes out here today, and lightning and thunder is all around us, and I hope that it didn't knock out our phone. It did here a couple of weeks ago. So if I did disappear on you, I haven't been raptured. I just, the thunder lightning hit us. So pray that we can continue this program, because it's really coming down outside.
Well, amen. It's been raining over here, but not so hard today. But we'll pray for you. And so, you know that's how we're going to be saved. That's what we're talking about, like Achak and Meshach and Abednego in the fiery furnace. I think you're going to be saved right in the midst of that storm, brother.
Brother, I know that. And I when the storm comes all around me, I know where my very protection comes from, and I'm underneath the shadow of the Almighty, however it comes down. And I think that's the attitude we ought to have, that though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. And, boy, I'm just excited about the thunder lightning. You know, that kind of reminds me of the Lord. When you look at the throne room, there's thunderings and lightnings around that throne room, and I think it's just an evidence of Yahweh's creative power, and I get excited when I see it, brother. Am I an oddball or what?
Well, if you're an oddball, I'm one with you, brother. I'm one.
Okay, well, let's get back into the meat of the matter. Right now, brother, there's imposters of a religious nature that are rising up in the name of good. And during this time of extreme turmoil, the world will be looking towards an intervention from a higher power. And Satan will have a spiritual solution to the earth's demise. And through the people of light, so-called people of light, the world will organize a plan to save our planet from the murderous civil disorder. And on the surface, it will appear to be a rock-solid plan to bring the nations together, and it will implement a law that sets control over every facet of a person's life. Underneath the surface, there will be an anti-God doctrine that will bring wrath upon the people. And that's why Yeshua said, there's going to be arise false Christs and false prophets, and they will show great signs and wonders, insomuch if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. But under strong conviction, those like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego will understand that it's a bogus plan. They'll know the plan, and under the authority of Yahweh's word, they will be bringing light in the midst of a lot of dark doctrines. And a false prophet will do great signs and wonders, inasmuch as he will make fire come down out of heaven in the sight of men, and he will deceive all of them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he has power to do. You've heard the old adage, seeing is believing. Well, the devil will give many in the world great signs and wonders to see to convince them that God has spoken. And I think if we were ever needed to be in the Word of God right now, is a time. Because there's great deception coming. It's already here in our midst. And the devil is not going to go out without a fight, brother. He declares that the world is his. He's earned the right to claim the world is his own. And his unclean spirits enter every heart that has not God's saving spirit. And people will become cold-hearted and bitter, and everything they put their trust in will collapse. And when panic sets in, that's when the devil will introduce a solution. But you know, I'm going to look at the other side of it too, brother, while we're at it. It's not all about Satan and his signs and lying wonders, but in this day, as the prophet Joel declared in the day of Yahweh, he says this, in that day it shall come to pass afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions, and on my men servants and my men servants, I will pour out my spirit on those days. And I will show wonders in the heavens and the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it will come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant who Yahweh calls. Brother, there is good news in the midst of all this bad news, and here goes the faithful who are willing to receive and who are receiving God's Spirit in spirit and in truth. And what I find the issue is, brother, is a lot of people are worshiping God in a lot of spirit, no truth, and people with a lot of truth, no spirit. And there are going to be those who God is going to call who are going to have an outpouring come upon him in the latter rain, the early rain, sent to germinate the seed, and the latter rain to produce a harvest. It's coming, and the final outpouring of God's Spirit on his children remind the lunatic angel of impending doom soon to come. That yes, the chosen of Yahweh are shining light and exposing error as had never been witnessed before. And these spirit-filled believers are spreading the gospel and seeing phenomenal amounts of converted followers to Yeshua across the world. As I said earlier, those who are wise are going to shine, and they're going to turn many as star, like stars forever and ever. God's judgment hour has arrived, and now light penetrates the darkest spots where the lies have been hidden. And these spirit-empowered witnesses have exposed the fake teachings that made many a depart from the faith who give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of believers. And at that time that the believers are going to the ends of the earth for great light, the false church will rise up in opposition to the truth. They will hang on to the compromise instead of the conviction, because the majority are following after the lie, and only a few followers are following the truth. And false messiahs and prophets will try to nullify the message of truth, and by their apparent miracles will lead many astray. And these paranormal activities convince the multitudes that the real messengers have come. When these false shepherds gain the confidence of the masses, they will send out a holy edict to stop out the followers of Yeshua, the ones who are called troublemakers. And the battle comes down to the straightway versus the broadway, and it will bring the earth to frenzy. And as the inhabitants of the earth hear God's judgment has come, there is a frantic last-minute revival going across the globe, and everyone will be drawn to the supernatural. And many offers of escape, salvation, and protection from judgment will be advertised with thousands of compromising spiritual sources. Along with the anointed Yeshua, there will be alongside them psychics, modern-day mediums, astrologers, and they'll be spreading the word of truth. Yes, the Church of Satan and palm readers and crystal ball readers will be fiercely contending for converts. And not only that, brother, but Islam with its 1 billion adherents, the Buddhists, the Hindus, the paranormal constituents will attempt to convince others of falling their way. Those who are practicing white magic and voodoo and even Catholics will be pointing to the miraculous apparitions to gain converts. And in name of unity, these spiritual entities with their compromising positions will pull together a plan to save the planet from destruction from within. And the message coming from these false teachers will promote to coexist. And you hear that? You see the bumper stickers all over the place. Coexist. This is the only way to truth and light and peace. And tolerance of people's beliefs is necessary for the unification, for all to just get along and jump in the same bandwagon. And because they received not the love of truth, brother, God will send that strong delusion. And the beginning of sorrows, brother, starts out with a movement going out the world that conquers many. And this movement goes out of something good, but it will bring worsening conditions on the earth. And something in this message stirs up a terrific unrest on the earth, and it leads to a propaganda to get rid of evildoers in the name of light. And whatever that declaration, it will bring on fatal results as the movement to conquer goes out. Great unrest develops in the world. And you know, brother, in a world falling apart by famine, pestilence, financial ruin, war among nations, here is a group of chosen by God warning them of impending doom. And they envision the fright of the earth of those who have trusted in their bank accounts. They've had their million-dollar homes located in the middle of poor people, billions deceived by images they've worshipped. It's kind of hard to change your way of life overnight. And this sink or swim decision is going to be brought out before the masses because judgment has arrived on the earth. And change will not come easy. Therefore, it will be a hated message when these people stand up, empowered by the Holy Spirit, and say, hey, Yeshua is the way, and here is the last good news of humanity. Follow him. For he has a way, and he has a kingdom that's coming, and it's going to be a world where there'll be no more sorrow, no more pain, no more crying, and he will rule this kingdom with a rod of iron, and he will slay the evildoers, and in his kingdom will be nothing but peacemakers. And the people who are atheists and apostles of religious nature will rise up and cry out against it. And brother, that is when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego will stand up under mm-hmm. their convictions and stand up in the face of death. And you know, go ahead. Okay,
okay, let me say this. You know, a lot of folks out there, a lot of you folks out there are sitting on a fence, and a lot of you have in your heart of hearts that you know what we're saying is right, but so many of you can't disconnect from the world. And so let me say this. You just like Steve said, those who call upon the name of the Lord Yeshua in that time, the same shall be saved. But there's a difference between just being saved and another thing of being ready ahead of time and having yourself right. So you're saved through the fire like Ashak, Meshach, and Abednego. I mean, there is a difference. Do you want to be in that place of safety? Do you want to be hearing from him? Apparently you do, or you wouldn't be listening to this radio program. So you need to act ahead of time. You can't wait till the last minute to give it all up. I'm not saying that at the last minute, because the word's clear on that. If you repent and cry out to the Lord Yeshua, you shall be saved. But we're talking about a whole different level of things that you need to get right now. If you want your family to be protected, if you want to be protected, you want to be in the right place. I just don't believe sitting on that fence till the last minute is for your benefit. What do you think, Steve?
No, this is the type of thing that you're not going to be able to do at the last minute. I believe that you have to have your mind made up before it happens. Because if you have any compromise in your life right now, brother, it's not going to get any better. It's going to be much harder to be able to follow your conviction when the heat is turned up seven times hotter. And, you know, the word is going out. Yeshua is Lord. He died for the sins of humanity, and there's only one way. And in the midst of all this confusion, this Babylonic confusion, there will be a people that will stand up and they will speak the real message, the true message. and they will be calling for those who are cowards to convince, repent of their cowardness and to stand up for what is right, even though they may be have fear of losing their life. They have a message of a savior who's coming to save the world, and in the fear of death, there will be some who will stand on the side of right. But ultimately, in the day of judgment, brother, there will be these people, and there's a list of them found in Revelation chapter 21, who stand in the day of judgment, who rejected the message of mercy in the final hours, who, even though they saw enough evidence and had the all the evidence they needed to be convinced that there is a real message and a real savior of the world, they chose the easy way out and rejected the king of light and truth. And the cowards will be raised up one day in a day of judgment who spit vicious curses at God when a test of faith came. And those who denied him in fear of losing their lives were the ones who were not brave enough to stay with the millions who shed their blood to remain faithful witnesses. Those who ran and hid, never to return back to the Almighty, now find yourselves raised up in real fear as they are facing the fiery lake. And the unbelievers who laugh at the idea of an intelligent God who created the world, who died scoffing, are now raised up from the dead in the second resurrection. And they're scoffing at, as they scoffed at the message, then something comes down that shows them truly that they made a big, big mistake. The ones believing that man evolved from a monkey, those who declare themselves to be agnostics, not smart enough to figure it out, and the fools who say there is no God, are gathered together to be burned to death in the second time around, in the second death, in a day of judgment. The unbeliever went down to the grave once, an unbeliever up from the grave, believing a little bit too late. And those who corrupted themselves because of money, those who stole millions from the vulnerable and trusting, those who died ripping the multitudes off with scams and identity thefts, crooked politicians, and all who sold their integrity to gain wealth by fraud are now raised up for the eternal sentencing. Now their money can't save them from the snare of the second death. Instead, they're counting their money, and now they count their deaths times two, the second death. The murderers, which took the lives of the innocent and the bystanders in the way, those who killed the unborn, those who were in war executed hundreds of thousands without a cause, now are agonizing before in the face of a holy God. The serial killers, the ones who were responsible for genocide of millions, pop out of the ground to be hurt and rewarded with the most agonizing death, the second death. No, brother, no eternal life for the murderer, just a death twice over in a fire that consumes to nothing. Those who killed the body of men are now killed by the one who destroys both body and soul, delivered as promised, a terrible death, times two. The sexually immoral, the perverts, the gays, the swingers, those who participated in making pornography, the enslaved millions addicted to its alluring slavery, the rapists, and all fornicators wake up to a sight of a pure and holy good God who they rejected the message of mercy and the only way to salvation. They rejected the sin-bearing God, Yeshua, and now the God of justice brings down the judgment, the fire of eternal death. They died a pervert, were raised a pervert, and destroyed in a death, another death, no more a pervert, as God casts pleasure seekers into the fire. He takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Yes, brother, the ones in this final hour who take the easy road and line up on the side of the paranormal and the Wicca and all the other other things that the saints are going to have to offer. The witches and those practicing white magic, black magic, tarot card readers, mediums, fortune tellers, palm readers, New Age channelers, astrologers, Satan worshippers, ghost changers, spell casters, voodoo practitioners, and all others who trusted in their esoteric rituals will find their reincarnation was actually a resurrection, a second one. And they will not deliver themselves from the power of the flame, no escaping, brother, the second death for them. The idolater who spent their whole lives worshiping things will find themselves raised in a resurrection to see God as he really is. the big fat man images, the images of Mother Mary of God, the images of venerated saints. You see, we have, will come up in a day when we recognize the foolishness of all of our religious pursuits. The images of Krishna, the holy cows, the statues of Greek gods, the sun worshippers, and all who made God out to be likened to anything made of what you see in the creation, now bow down to the invisible God made visible as he casts them in to a fiery lake, which brings them to another death. Do the math. 1 + 1 = 2. And that's how many times the Bible declares the idolater will die. Oh, and one more on the list, the liar. The ones who mislead the multitudes, believe the lies, who say this is the way, not Yeshua, but now we got a plan for you, a plan that's going to save you out of your destruction. Now, the one who had twisted the truth, the one who taught half-truths, three-quarter truths, 15-16 truths, the false teachers of evolution, those who teaching false doctrines lead many from the faith of God, those who have laid a lying habit, those who have, in the name of right, lied while wrongdoing, who said, this is the way, they will be cast into a lake of fire, which is the second death, brother. And I think, as the word goes out today, we as believers know that Yeshua is a man of history. Anyone who's done their homework knows that he came into the world to save sinners. And, brother, I am the chief one. And, you know, there was one time in my life I heard the message and I accepted Yeshua. I believed that he was the Son of God, that he was raised from the dead, and he forgave me of my sins, and he died for my sins and was raised for my justification. And through that, brother, I become a child of God. And you know, there are many who stand and hear that message, and there will be today and here in our near future, if we'll be bold enough to stand for truth and not go on the side of the mixed brew and sip out of the cup of the wine of the fornication of the harlot. We who are messengers of Yahweh and Yeshua will find ourselves in a peculiar position to save many from destruction. And we need to be bold enough and not be cowards and bow down to the system that's going to offer you death in place of your sincerity. And I think that we have to have our minds made up beforehand that when the death decree comes and when every earthly support is cut off from us, brother, and believe me, it's coming. As sure as the word of Yahweh says it is, there is going to be a system set up that they're going to tell you to bow down to it, and there will be some brave warriors like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego who are going to stand in the face of adversity, in the face of death, and say, this is the way, the truth, and life. And they're going to give the good news of the gospel, and they're going to be given a judgment hour message to a lost and dying world at the last minute to say, hey, worship him who created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and the fountains of water. For by him all things were created. And you see, brother, there's a call to worship the Creator, and we know who that is, don't we?
Yes, amen. Wow, that's a powerful message, but you know, that's right, folks. Are you somebody that you're sitting here thinking we're talking about liars and we're talking about, you know, gays and lesbians and all these things? You think, well, I have friends that are that. Well, you can't be friends with the world. That is the world, and still serve Yeshua. You cannot serve two masters. You'll love one and you'll hate the other. You can't not do it. It's one thing to witness to them, but you cannot be a partaker of that and let it hold you back from speaking the truth. Well, Steve, I'm really glad you was on with me. You're going to have to, it's time to say goodbye and give your website, and thanks for the powerful message this week.
Well, thank you, brother, for the opportunity. Remember, the day the Lord comes as a thief, and so what manner of people should we be living in godliness as we see this day approaching, brother? Thank you for the invitation. My website is surewordprophecy.org, and I thank you so much, brother. May God bless your ministry in all that you do.
All right. You be blessed, Steve. We'll talk again. Bye-bye.
Thank you, brother.
Well, folks, surewordprophecy.org. Go check Steve out. But we need to be right. You know, you need to be doing the right things. What will you do if he knocked on your, if he came right now? Are you doing something that you would be ashamed of? You know, how do you know what's good and what's bad? Well, you know what? If what you do doesn't glorify God, then probably you shouldn't be doing it. Pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We really do need your help. All donations, no matter what size, helps. But the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. Pray about it. We must remember, though, there is only one God. He is your Father, Yahweh, and He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua, HaMashiach. He gave His life for repentant sins. He rose after, what, 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Through Him and only through Him is the way to the Father. Remember, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's like praying for Yeshua's return, because there'll never be any real peace until He does return. Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that Father, that You would bless and keep them, and that Your face would shine upon them, and that You would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next week, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.